The United States is trying to broaden the makeup and mandate of the security forces that will remain in Iraq after the transfer of sovereignty on June 30th. Today in Brussels, Secretary of State Colin Powell urged NATO to play a formal role in Iraq after an interim Iraqi government takes over. And yesterday, Powell confirmed that the U.S. will support a new Security Council resolution that gives U.N. approval both to the transfer of power and to a U.S.-led force to maintain security. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration is making a concerted push to obtain help with security from a wider pool of countries amid a threat by Spain to withdraw its forces from Iraq unless the United Nations takes a dominant role in Iraq's political transformation. After a meeting of NATO foreign ministers today in Brussels, Secretary Powell said the ministers discussed the possibility of a broader role for the alliance in post-June 30th Iraq.
The U.S. believes the alliance should consider a new collective role after the return of sovereignty to an Iraqi government.
But the French and German foreign ministers, whose governments opposed the war in Iraq, were unenthusiastic, if not openly hostile to the proposal. Joschka Fischer of Germany says NATO already is stretched, trying to maintain peace in the Balkans and trying to establish security in Afghanistan. In Washington, State Department spokesman Adam Airlie says the Bush administration will push ahead with the NATO proposal, despite the negative response by some of the strongest members of the alliance.
As we look ahead to a post-coalition Iraq, our expectation is that it would be appropriate and desirable for NATO to be involved. Obviously, how and to what extent is a subject for discussion among the NATO membership, and there are different views on that.
Indeed, most of NATO's newest members, such as Romania, support the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. Mircea Joana, Romania's foreign minister, says all members of the alliance have a vested interest in a stable, democratic Iraq.
There are many disputes over the Atlantic on how the military intervention in Iraq started. I think the time has come for us, on both sides of the Atlantic, to put these divisions aside.
Within the UN Security Council, those divisions are likely to complicate efforts to produce a new resolution that addresses the changes in Iraq as of June 30th. The U.S. and Britain say that existing UN resolutions provide a mandate for a security force and the political transition. But they recognize that not all council members see it that way. Germany is one of them. And German Ambassador Gunter Ploeger, president of the Security Council this month, says his government has no plans to introduce new language.
If a Iraq resolution is felt to be necessary, I think it would come from the occupying powers or from the coalition.
Germany is concerned that a resolution now could prejudice delicate UN efforts to find a mechanism for the transfer of sovereignty that would be acceptable to most Iraqis. Nonetheless, diplomats say that there is general consensus within the Security Council that the United Nations logically must recognize the changing realities in Iraq, and that will require a comprehensive new resolution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.